Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you throughout the land, wherever you are on this earth. I pray that you have the Holy Spirit upon you. I pray that you look up to God where your help come from, because you know all your help comes from him, and that you accept his son Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Yahshua the HaMashiach. Amen. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, Lord God, we come by way of the way, the truth, and the life, your son Jesus the Christ. Lord God, as we're led with the Holy Spirit, we bow down and humbly give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise as we thank you for this glorious day, Lord God. We thank you for breath in our bodies, Lord God, allowing us to move forward, led of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, anything that we did today, Father God, that was not of you, please forgive us, Lord God. Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you send your guardian angels to everyone that is going to be participating tonight in this broadcast, Lord God. Father God, watch over their homes, bless their families, Lord God, place a hedge of protection around us as we thank you for our guardian angels, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of your son, Jesus. And we thank you for this full armor that you've given and provided for us, Lord God. Father God, open our hearts and our minds, Father God, to be used of you tonight, Lord God. Father God, speak through us, Lord God. Let your people hear your words tonight, Lord God. It's time to break chains, Lord God. The men of valor are signing on, Lord God. We thank you for being in the midst, Lord God. You say we're two or more gathered in your name, you are in the midst. And we thank you. We lift up your name. We say hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, everybody. You know what time it is. It's time to suit up, put on your full armor of God, break your chains, and signing on. The mighty men of valor here. YAT Radio is live. Let's go get
all the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. Declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone. Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
Nobody ain't gotta tell me.
Promise I'ma get mine. We too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, trying to control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them because in crisis I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my
You better transform us over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head
head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail what God says. Nah, I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Yeah. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Yeah. Raise my children up in the Lord. Yeah. Love my wife like Christ, love the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth because I'm a king. I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching. We stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Let's do this
we
work.
Marching. I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king. You might not see your crown.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate. Let them hoes flow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
This
God's plan. And I'm ready.
I'm
ready,
I'm
free now.
I'm ready,
I got my mind right.
I'm ready,
yeah.
I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on, boy.
I'm ready,
and I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my leg. But I'ma live,
I'ma live,
I will not die. Ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war. Fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gonna ride till they call me home.
Yeah.
If I should die before too long, put me on a shield and carry me home.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, Big Bro. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Time for Breaking Chains. The Mighty Men of Valor are on, signing on YAT Radio. Pastor Rod, how are you? Pray all is well. So, listen, tonight is about the men coming together, talking, taking the gloves off, really going at the enemy. And let me put the disclaimer out there early so none of my brothers will have to stop and pause and try to apologize or try to... Well, if they say it, they mean it. So ain't no need in talking about it. They're going to apologize. When we say it, we mean it. But I want to make sure that you understand what's going on, what's about to take place. This is Breaking Chains in case you logged on to the wrong page or something or clicked on to the wrong podcast. This Breaking Chains, we go up against the enemy. We warriors. We chain breakers. So we are haters of the enemy. So if we are the light and if you the dark, you may have a problem tonight. We're not here to disrespect anybody. We're not here to tear anybody down. We're here to confront the issues that are hurting our people and coming up against the light, okay? And that's you, the darkness, all right? So just need to put that disclaimer out there. All right, so let me jump in. I had a conversation with Pastor Jackson today, and he may join us tonight. He still at work. But it was one of those type of conversations as conversation we had last night. And it kind of jumped off this morning as we were speaking. And you know, we've been a very disobedient people, and we've allowed the we've allowed ourselves to be conformed to the world at some point in our lives. Whether you have come out of that dark area or not, everybody's walked down that dark road. And I don't want you to be deceived out there. I don't want you to be lied to as if thinking that there's a perfect man walking on this earth, because there's not anymore. There was a perfect man on this earth, but he's no longer here. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, our Heavenly Father, that is. And the thing about it is that we need to understand what it is that we're doing down here. I spoke with my son on this morning, and everyone, please keep my son in prayer. My son right now, you know, people think that you're not supposed to give testimonies and say things or whatever. Listen, man, you can either pray for me, P-R-A-Y, or you can try and P-R-E-Y on me. That's on you. But just trust that, you know what I'm saying, that's condemnation to you coming after me. So I'm going to leave that right there. But my son called me on this morning, and make sure that you lift my son up in prayer. My son is incarcerated right now. So as a pastor, that troubles me because my son is going through something like that. But, you know, we've all made mistakes and done things that was improper. But he called me this morning and informed me that his little cousin was murdered on yesterday, shot down in the streets in Pritchard, Alabama, and 14 years old. And very heartbreaking to hear that, but also heartbreaking to hear my son dealing with that behind steel doors. So let's keep this family in prayer, please. And, you know, and let's pray for our young people. So I wanted to put that out there for you. But let me jump in right here on this tonight. We have to make sure that we stay aware of who we are, my brothers. I'm talking to my brothers right now, because this is the Mighty Men of Valor Night. We have to make sure that we remember who we are and whose we are. And I'm talking to the ones that say they walk in the light of Christ, who said that, you know what I'm saying, their Heavenly Father is God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. You know what I'm saying? The creator of all creation. You know what I'm saying? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I'm talking to those brothers. Remember who you are and whose you are. The enemy is having free reigns to our young people and having free reigns walking up and down the street like it's cool. And the problem that I'm having with it is that we see it and we say nothing and do nothing. Because you have a lot of fear in your heart about maybe losing some members. Your congregation is going to shrink. You're not going to get the tithes and offerings or something. You're not going to be able to get enough money to get your paycheck to pay your new truck bill, your new car bill, your new house note. Listen, you know, listen, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hating on you at all. But what I'm hating on is that we are turning our backs on what the enemy is doing, what the devil is doing to our people, what the devil is doing to our community. You know what I'm saying? What the devil, listen, what you have allowed the devil to walk up in God's house and do. And you know, he tells us we shouldn't have the spirit of fear nowhere around us. Let me say something to you. And I'm getting ready to open up my lines because I see two of my pastors here hanging on, Pastor Melvin and Pastor Joseph. I'm going to run something down to you. Just told Peter on the mount, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against it. So he's talking about the gates of hell prevailing against his church. And I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about those of you who accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and allowed his Holy Spirit to dwell inside of you. So for number one, wherever the name of Jesus is, wherever Jesus is, the devil has to flee, so he can't bother you. That's number one. Number two, we were told to put on the full armor of God. I say that to everybody every night when I sign on. Make sure you got on the full armor of God. That's from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. That's the whole armor of God. So how can the devil penetrate that? That's another one. Here's another one. It says that in Hebrews 10:22, it says Jesus' blood is sprinkled over our hearts. Instead of the altar, it makes us clean. It said his blood is like pure water that cleanses our body. We are made as pure and innocent as those lambs in Jesus because of his blood. So that in itself, okay, wait a minute. Let me add something else. If you go over to Job 1 and verse 10, it says, have you not put a hedge of protection around him and his household and everything he has? This is the devil asking God. He said, you have blessed the work of his hands so that his flock and herds are spread throughout the land. You got a hedge of protection around you. So you mean to tell me the hedge of protection of God, the full armor of God, the blood of Jesus. And wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you scared to confront things that are not of God, that are killing our children, tearing down and destroying our community? How can you be afraid? How can you not speak boldly the words of God? Man, come on, man. I gotta get some help in on this conversation because you know, it's too much going on, man. Enough is enough. We say this all the time. Enough is enough. You know, how can we be men of God who's supposed to be the head of the household, head of the family, head of the church? How in the world is all this happening? And we're supposed to be the men of God, the mighty men of valor is who God calls us, warriors. How are we sitting back here being all quiet and timid? And letting all this break down and do all these things, and we ain't saying and doing nothing. We only want to come out the house and come out when talking about the white cops and killed the black boy. We ain't coming out the house when the black boy killing the black boy. You understand? When the black man beating or killing the black woman. What? Come on, man. Oh, listen. You can hate me. You can hate me tomorrow, but I'm gonna talk about it tonight. So let me bring my preachers in. God bless you. Good evening. Pastor Melvin, coming to you first, sir. Tell me, how is it when we was out there in them streets, we wanted everybody to know we was a man? We had them two balls and a cane walking, you know what I'm saying, hanging and swinging. But now we out here walking for the Lord. We want to be quiet and timid, talking about we just got to pray about it, let God handle it. God gave you the power and authority and dominion to handle it for yourself. What's the problem? Break chains on that, Pastor. Good evening to you.
Good evening, my friend. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Will, and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ and those that are not in Christ, you're still my sister and you're still my brother, no matter what you do. Well, Pastor, that's a good sermon that you got, man. I don't think we need to come up with even another question. We can go all night with this.
Amen. Let's get
one word. One word, Pastor. And I told you I was a man that looks at the word in sentences that makes the difference. And you said A-L-L-O-W. No. That's, I think it's what you spell it. Allowed.
Allowed.
You allowed it. So when you say the word allowed, that means there was a defense there somewhere that you open the gate to, or you open the chain to, a hedge. I use that word, a hedge. If my dad is this powerful and he gave me all this power, how did Satan get in there? And Pastor Will told you just now, you allowed it.
That's right.
So all that, that I'm going to take me. When I did all that other stuff that I did, I allowed that because of the joy, no, not joy, because of the happiness that I got from it. Now, there's a difference in happiness and joy. Mm. All that I did, that was happiness. Wasn't nothing coming out of me, no fruit of the spirit. But when you allow things to happen, that's your fault. It's not Betty. Betty said he gave us a way out of every situation. You want to use the word all in every, it's the same thing. Pastor, you mentioned something else. You know, I have to go back to leadership. If the flock is not taught to follow the shepherd, and he falls in the creek, that's the leader problem. That's the leader's fault. Now, if the sheep are obedient, that's the leader's fault. Now, if you as sisters and brothers in Christ fall by the wayside, I've got to put it on both of you on that. You allowed it, or the leader wasn't teaching it. So I've got to go back to the leader. We must show people the way to prosperity. I'm hard on this. The characteristic of Satan and the characteristic of my dad. Sisters and brothers, you got to learn that. You got to know when Satan is coming in. And I heard on TV this morning, it kind of gave me a little pump. Satan do has power. He has power to bless. He's almost a spitting image. So when he come back, he's going to look like Christ. What the Bible speaks of, and I think it's mainly Revelation 12. I'm not sure. Remember now, I'm a student, but I studied. But I'm getting something. Now, if something resembling each other that closely, how can you tell the difference? My dad said he left your way out. So, how do I do that, Brother Melvin? Study. Study to show up. Yourself, each and every one of this 7 billion points, whatever, on this planet. Yourself means you. So God holds you for that. You didn't follow his instruction. You didn't follow the roadmap that he gave you. If you study, you're going to know when that rascal is coming. Satan may come. But the Bible says, he shall flee. He's not going to flee from them. Now, he'll flee from those that he already got. And he don't come back to them because he's doing everything he wants them to do. But the ones that are trying to Christ, he's going to come at your shucky ducky day and night. That's all right. But the one that he have already, you must study more to know when you are being possessed by. And don't get me wrong, Satan is not here just like Jesus is not here. But Jesus' angels are here and Satan's demons are here. They report back. This is what you got to deal with. Watch the people who you hang with. Watch the people you just want to deal with all the time. And you got to go back to that fruit of the Spirit. If you do not see those 9 fruit lines, he could have put more. But he said, watch these 9 fruit of the Spirit. If you don't see this, Melvin, get the lady away from there. I'm going to put it like that. Pastor Will told you just now, you allowed it. You don't have to deal with people that are not in Christ. Why you deal with them? You allowed it. Mm. So a lot of blame. I can't put all the blame on the leaders. If that leader is not teaching you what thus says the Lord, I'm telling you right now, you need to get out of there. Get out of that church. You want some of that building, that sanctuary, the cathedral, whatever you want to call it. If you're not getting what the Bible says, you allowed it. Go somewhere where you're going to get what my daddy said. And I guarantee you, the same problem is going to come. It's not going to come. Trials are going to come. Tribulation is going to come. But look at this. But when you recognize them and know God is with you, can be, I'm a brat. You can be like me. It doesn't bother me at all because I am with the Lord. I sing a song, His blood washes me white as snow. Boy, that thing, I love that song. I can listen to it all night. I wish I could. Pastor, matter of fact, Pastor, you get that song and play it on there. I forgot that. I'm gonna get that artist's name. Pastor, that's a good one. And you all listen to that song whenever Pastor come up with it. And listen to what the words say in that song. If you can't find nobody to lead you or teach you the way God wants you to be taught, there is no excuse because there is the Bible. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. I tell you, man, we got a lot going on out here, man, and we as men of God, we have a responsibility, you know, and our main responsibility is to the kingdom of God, right? To our Father, and he told us to have dominion over this earth, not over the people. We're too busy trying to have dominion over the people that we've lost control of everything else. We've lost control of everything else. You're not doing. Listen, you were given an assignment, and you wanted to make the assignment what you wanted to be. You want to do it the way you want to do. And now we're all suffering for it. So, want to say God bless. Good evening, Pastor Joseph. Just getting in from work, sir. So thank you for coming to join, man. That's obedience to God, man. And that consistency, we love you for that, brother, and we thank God for you. So Pastor Joseph, we're talking to the men of valor right now because we have a responsibility as the head. You know what I'm saying? And when you really look around, let's be honest, we ain't holding back nothing. We don't never hold back. So let's talk about it. When we look around and see all the murder going on in our communities, we ain't even talking about the police. We talking about just the murder going on in our community, just going on the tearing down of our families, the miscommunication, the non-communication, everything like that. Why aren't we as the men of God now who say we mighty men of valor now? That's who God calls us. He looks for us to be the warriors, you know what I'm saying, the prayer warriors and doing this thing in the community, in the family, in the house of worship. What's happening with that? Why have we dropped the ball? And let me say this before you answer. For those that are out there doing the work of the Lord, you know what I'm saying, out there in the vineyards doing the work, the harvest is plentiful, you know what I'm saying, but the laborers are few. You few laborers that are out there, God said it. I ain't saying it. That was God said. He said the laborers are few. So you few laborers out there that are doing the work of the Lord, God bless you, man. We love you. So, Pastor, what's going on? Well, Pastor Joseph, talk about that, sir.
Amen. I tell you, I give honor to God. Thank God for everybody out here today. But it's real kind of simple in the spirit realm. You know, we can't expect something to change if people don't confess and repent for their sin. You know, if we can be able to minister to those murderers and killers, and because a lot of them, they deal with so many obstacles. And, you know, obstacles, they ain't fun to deal with. And as men, you know, we deal with so much stuff, and what obstacles do, you know, it slows down the process, the things we have planned, the dreams, the goals, even the God desires that He had placed in our heart. You know, it blocks us from that untapped potential. You know, it's so much untapped potential, my Lord, that the body of Christ haven't really tapped into. And it's something, it's obstacles, and one of those obstacles is sin. You know, the behavior, the Bible said in Hebrews that we must throw away all these things that's hindering us, and that sin that so easily entangled us and trapped us, that sin, he said, throw all that stuff away, you know, which means just repent from it and turn from it. And so these things that we go through are just learning to manage our time and plan ahead, things like that. We can get to the young men and things like that, even get them to get a calendar, you know, and write your assignment, what you're going to do this month, you know, your family events, you know, your meetings, your conferences, and things like that. And it's just so many, I think, challenges now people just going through and really don't know how to deal with it. And the obstacles, you know, it's from that, it's my Lord, it's from that thinking. It's from that carnal mindset, that old fallen nature, and just making those choices. Because what I love about believers, because of the cross, we no longer are changed to live in sin, but we are free to walk away from the sin by the power of God. And so it's just a lot of people, they doing stuff on their own strength. But in over to conquer these obstacles like a brick wall, you could jump over it, bust through it, go around it, things of that nature. But we really can't do it without our own strength. We must continue to pray for, you know, wisdom of God and the strength of God every day. And I believe the main thing for, like, the believers also is just daily bread. You know, keep that word daily, keep it fresh, the word of God daily. And that's what's going to give us strength. And we do that by meditating on the word of God, you know, and just looking at the word of God, things in that nature. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. It's something because, you know, we have so much going on that it's like we don't do anything. And those that are doing something are getting ridiculed and blasted. You know what I'm saying? Getting tore down and talked about, because guess what? We see, one thing about it is that when you come up against the enemy is going to rebel back to you even worse. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come back at you, you know, and a lot of times, a lot of people don't really know. Listen, this is during the time when the false prophets are being called out. You know what I'm saying? They're being called out right now and exposed. And the reason why I say that is because, you know what I'm saying, if you really pay attention, you will see that a lot of hell is breaking loose on earth right now. There's a lot of murder going on. There's a lot of kidnapping of children. There's a lot of things going on that people are not paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? And people are saying that they have this certain, they are this, they are this. They got these titles in front of their name. The apostle this, the bishop this, and all of these things. But guess what? Listen to me, brothers. Guess what? If you have this type of power in the Lord, why aren't you able to stand up against the enemy? Why aren't we able to stand up against the enemy? What is it about the enemy? Listen, if we got all of this protection around us, let me tell you something. It's easier for a man to walk up to the President Biden than it would be for the enemy to get to us.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? Did you really hear what I said? It would be easier for a man to walk up to the President of the United States than it should be for the enemy to get to us. How are we allowing the enemy to penetrate all of these hedges of protection and full armor of God, the blood of Jesus, the guardian angels? How is this possible, brother? Is it something that I'm missing? Is it something that I'm not understanding? Because if we really, really want to get really deep into it, all we got to do is go over to Ephesians 6 and go down there to verse 10, and it tells you, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. We too busy depending on our might. Man, your might can't beat the devil. Your might don't even come up against that joker.
Sure, no.
And listen, and the thing about it is, you wouldn't know that unless you were true to the word of God, unless you studied to show yourself approved. So, brothers, are we actually, listen, y'all watch the news, may not watch it much because I don't either, but you see what's going on around us. You know what I'm saying? You see the politicians manipulating the people still, you know, since this country started. You know, come on, let's not lie about it. You know, we got freedom of speech, so we can say what we want. They do it, you know, and they made the law. You know, they just didn't think that we would get bold and radical like this in 2021. That there'll be a new church, Jesus Christ, being raised up. So we said we're gonna talk about this tonight, Elder Melvin. You like this, so let's continue to talk about this, because there's something that needs to be done about everything that's going on right in our eyes. if we're to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil, and it tells us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. It tells you who you're fighting against. It tells you. So what is it that we need to be doing to make sure that this word is getting put out properly and being understood? What is it that we need to be doing that we're not doing? Because, you know, it's escalating. I know that we don't have any control of it, you know, of what God already has, you know, in motion. We don't control that. But we still have a role to play in this, correct? So, Elder Melvin, what is it that we need to be doing that, you know what I'm saying? There's something that needs to be done. Something.
Yeah. Pastor, can you all hear me? I had to plug my phone back up. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let's back away from the sanctuary. Let's back away from the minister, the pastor, the bishop, or whatever you want to call yourself. Let's back away from that now. I'm a very realistic man. I like to deal with stuff in the here and the now. Where is most of the body of Christ and how much time is spent there each day, at least 5 days a week? Most of them are at work. Majority of Christ's elect are at work. So let's leave the minister or the leader alone right now. But while you're sitting at work, and I mean hundreds, millions of people know Christ, and at work, how many times do you mention him? Think about it now. The body of humanity can be touched or spoken to between those 8 hours at work. When I was a firefighter, I prayed and I asked God to keep me in war. Whenever you mount that truck, that alarm goes off, it's no guarantee that you are coming back. No one thing they told us. And we never did talk about Christ. I mentioned him, but I wasn't as heavy then as I am now. So why don't we, Pastor, let's go and look at the Great Commission. All of us are disciples. So, Pastor, maybe we need to focus on the people themselves. Okay, you got this many millions of people at work. You could take a few minutes and just tell the one that's sitting next to you on the computer. You know, I said computer because they did now. About Christ. I did construction, close proximity with the workers. Why don't you just lean over on you're on that shovel or whatever you are on out there in the construction field, lean over and tell them about Christ. Look at the hospital. Look at the people in the hospital right next to each other, 8 hours. Why don't you lean over? What about Christ? Look at the patients in the hospital. I'm being realistic now. I'm talking about the here and the now. I ain't talking about yesterday. I don't know about tomorrow. They didn't come to me yet. I'm going to follow his instructions. The here and the now. Look at the patient room you go in each day. Thousands of visits. Now, I would say millions of visits by the medical staff and to the patient. What about Christ? You see what I'm getting at, Pastor? The mouth is there. The way to do it, I mean, the people are there. The elect are there. The ones that are not in Christ are there. Think about it. You're on the job all day. All you got to do is say, do you know Christ? As simple as that. So I want to back off the leader thing because I'm still going back with God. God says, study to show yourself. He says, study to show that minister, that bishop, that whatever you want to call him. He says, study to show yourself. I've been ashamed. And fear and shame do come in because I was there when you want to talk about Christ, especially with those that don't know nothing Father. But that is a great opportunity for each and every one of us that are the elect. So if you elect, that means you know something about Christ. If he elect you, you know something about him. But when do you spill the beans about him? Our pastor was talking about with this show, and I first come on that. You got to open your mouth. He may not be doing nothing bad, but does he know anything about the Creator? I mean, that's just the biggest king I ever known to walk this earth. Nobody can test Jesus. Nobody. And you told somebody about him. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, whoever is here, and think about all you workers that are out there on all these jobs. Speak Christ unto the people. That's it, Pastor.
Okay. That's the truth now. You said something. It is about us. You know what I'm saying? It is about us. If we study to show ourselves approved unto God, you know what I'm saying? But that scripture does go on and say, what a workman unashamed, right?
Yeah.
He got to be unashamed. It's something about that right there. You know what I'm saying? For one, I got to make sure and ask, are you a workman?
Mm-hmm.
Because that scripture speaks to everyone, but does it speak to everyone?
Mm-hmm. Right on, Doc. Fix it up.
You know, Pastor Joseph, when you heard what Elder Melvin just said about that, it's on the people. It's on us. When you think about that scripture, because that's the scripture you have to use, you know what I'm saying? It says a workman that needed not to be ashamed, right? So he need to be unashamed, right? He don't need to be ashamed.
Amen.
But my thing is, before I can even get to saying rightly dividing the word of truth, when you go through that right there, it says study.
Come on, boy.
Okay, you know, Elder Melvin talk about them one words you got to go. If the first word say study, so if Pastor Joseph, if it's telling us to study, if we're not studying our surroundings, we're not studying our situation, we're not studying how to move forward. How are we gonna study the Word of God to show ourselves approved before God? Because we ain't studying how to do anything right. We're too busy trying to pay attention to the world, doing everything wrong. Because the world makes you feel that what is right is wrong and what is wrong is right. But if you study, you will understand and know the difference. Because God saying all that getting what? Get an understanding. So, Pastor Joseph, if we're not studying, how would we know?
You won't.
Yes, sir. Studying is very important. It's very, very important to get the word across that we may pass the baton with the word of God. Because society now, it wants to take all the knowledge of God out the young people's heart. They don't want them to have zero knowledge of God. But God, he ordained prayer to be a force, you know, in the land. And the Bible, it tells us so much truth. And it's so good. Some people that we deal with the wisdom and the discerning of God, some people, they really, they say, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. But prayer is always good. But sometimes they need to just renew their mind. They need to get in the Word of God. You know, I have family, they always say, pray for me, pray for me. I pray with them. Then I encourage them to get in the Word, because the Word will tell us what we exactly need to do and things of that nature. And so prayer is always good. Prayer is always good. But some people, they just need to take out time and get in the Word of God, and then they'll get God perspectives on situations that we're going through. And by us doing that, we'll gain a new heaven-driven mindset, a kingdom mindset. Mm-hmm. And we'll see that it's all about the kingdom of God. And one thing about the police is, no, they fight force with force. And so it's a spiritual force. And the way we fight it, God, I think prayer.
to be that vital force for the believers to guard our loved ones from evil, because protection is on our mind. My Lord Jesus, hallelujah. The guy just got out of prison, and I met him at the gas station early this week, and he's trying to bring up some old beef that occurred over 10 years ago. But with the wisdom of God, I was able to learn what was going on. He said he got in a fight with a dude over me because the dude was saying this and that, this and that. So he beat the dude up, and he was telling me he beat him up and wanted me to, I guess, give him some money or something. And so I just told him, hey, man, I'm on another path now, this and that, this and that. But this world is full with hatred, anger, and violence and stuff like that. So how do we supposed to respond? And it was like, how do I supposed to respond? This guy trying to bring up some old mess and that I had nothing to do with now. And, you know, and our families at risk, our children at risk. So the responsibility of security is very important. But thanks be to God, he ordained prayer to be that force. And I believe it'll guard us from evil that's around us. And as we continue the prayer, Lord, help us, protect us. And at the beginning of our day, be in your hiding place, under your wings. You are my refuge. Protect me from trouble everywhere I go. Keep me from evil, no matter where I am. You know, just declaring our word, because as we become mature believers, God, he expects us to cover ourselves with the word of God. You know, that's how we have the whole armor of God. And he expects us to, no matter where I'm at, God, I look to you. You are my protector. Who will fight against me today? God is with me. You love me. Your faithfulness is forever. Your goodness and mercy surrounds me daily. And as we continue to just mature in the things of God and get in the word of God, there's so many promises on protection. And we'll get to a place where we just really protecting our intimacy with God, our intimacy with God. We protecting that more than worrying about anything else. Hey, I can't let none break this connection, my Lord, because prayer is the real original Wi-Fi. It's the original wireless connection. You know, we see a lot of wireless connection now. People kind of get a revelation, but prayer is the original wireless connection to God. And we don't want nothing to break that connection tonight on this phone service. And that's how we have to kind of protect that intimacy with God. And the safest place is in his presence. And trying to get that to a generation is real important. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Come on, let me get on and get some. Pastor, let me don't jump on there before you go any further. When the pastor said just now, to the world, you ask him to pray for you. That's good. Guess whose voice my dad hear? His voice. You hear the pastor's voice. My daddy he's intimate. He want to hear your voice. Come on, people. If you can't say nothing but Lord, have mercy. Learn what mercy is. That's all you know, Lord. Not what we say. No, they Lord have mercy. You got to speak the right. My God, specific God, he's very educated, PhD, anything you want to call. Lord, have mercy. Pastor, that's good to pray for others. Man, pray for yourself. I don't need anybody to ask God for nothing for me. I don't need you to pray for me. But if you want to, that's nice. But you think I'm going to stand idle by and you pray for me and you might miss something. I love Jesus, my intercessor, but I try not to miss nothing. I know my need better than anybody on this earth. I know my want. I know my desire. I know my weakness. Tell him about that. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. 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 That and that's something, because when you have someone that comes up and asks you to pray for them, you know what I'm saying? That's a person right there that you definitely want to immediately pray for, because if they asking, they asking because they don't know how. They don't know what to do. It's something about that right there. Because you Elder Melvin said it, you know what I'm saying? You know you better than you. So, you know what I'm saying? Better than anybody. So, but that goes back to that scripture, man. Study to show thyself approved unto God. So what has happened is that we've been allowed to...
Somebody else.
We've been allowed to conform to the pattern of this world when the scriptures say, do not be conformed to this world. It says, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So when it said that perfect. By testing, that means that God is going to test your faith. You understand? Make sure that you're on the right side so he can help to shrug you back to the light. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, God tells you, listen, God says to us, he say, I want you to choose life. And then he doubles that. He say, I say choose life. He say again. So the thing about it is that we have to make sure, my brothers and my sisters, but especially my brothers, that we have to remember that when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we offered our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is our spiritual service of worship. We gave ourselves back to him. No matter what you have been through, you know what I'm saying? No matter what. The scripture says that yet while you were still in your sin, Christ still died for you. He still laid down his life. And we were still being disobedient, sinning, being rebellious, you know what I'm saying, being not even showing to be children of God. And he still laid down his life. So we have to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that we have to, guess what, that we have to, like Ezra 10 says, that we make a confession to the Lord, the God of our Father, and do his will, and to separate ourselves from people of the land that don't serve him, that don't worship him. And it's something, because Elder Melvin talks about it every night, about Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 5. You know what I'm saying? You have to look in there and find yourself, but then you need to look in there and find the people that you hanging with, that you got around you.
Oh, that's it. That's it, son. Father, for your own body.
You got to look at the man in the mirror, but then you got to look at the people that's standing behind you in the mirror.
I like that one.
Because when you look in the mirror, you see what's behind you. The only thing in front of you is you. Y'all didn't even catch that out there. Yeah, you preachers, they didn't get it. So let me break it down. When you look in the mirror, the only thing in front of you, you can't see through the mirror. You see what's in the mirror. Correct? So you see you. But you also see who's behind you standing with you in the mirror. So when you look at you, guess what? You see your group. You see your circle. They may not even be there in the physical, but you see them. You see them. Whatever lifestyle that you're living, you see it in that mirror. Whoever you hanging out with, you see it in that mirror. Whoever you serve, you see it in that mirror.
And he's a representative, Pastor. You represent everything behind you. He's a representative.
So you got to make sure that you write first. That's what the scriptures say. Study to show yourself approved.
Come on, boy. Don't play with me about it.
You. It's on you. But then it says a workman that needed not to be ashamed. I guess my first question would you be, are you a workman? Because there's a lot of work need to be done out here in these highways and byways. Are you out here working? Are you a workman? They say that needed not to be ashamed. That means, guess what? You ain't ashamed to feed the hungry, to give water to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to pray over the sick, to lay healing hands, to speak to the dead. You're unashamed to do that. You're unashamed to be sitting at the light. You ain't ashamed to be praising the Lord at the light and they got to blow and tell you to go because you was lost in the spirit. You ain't ashamed. But some of you are ashamed.
Come on, boy.
Some of you are ashamed.
Interjection. When you look in that mirror, not being ashamed. And another thing I picked up, how you want to tell somebody else something and your closet door is closed? So you cannot be not being ashamed. Your hands are open. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to hide. So if you got a lot of junk to hide, you trying to tell somebody else something, Pastor, I tried it. It don't work.
It don't work. It don't work. You absolutely correct. It does not work. Does not work. So everybody, you know what I'm saying? Listen, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There's a lot of people out there that are looking for the light. Brothers and sisters, if you're going to be real with the Lord, it's time for you to turn your lights on. It's time for you. Listen, it's time to turn the light on because it's a lot of darkness out here. And it ain't supposed to be a lot of darkness out here like this. You know what I'm saying? Stop saying that it ain't got nothing to do with you. You a child of the living God. It got everything to do with you. And don't get there and have to stand before judgment seat. Because, listen, everybody don't stand before the judgment seat, y'all. I don't know if y'all know that or not. You better study. Everybody don't get judged. Not that seat. Oh, boy, see, that's a whole nother conversation. Because everybody thinking that God about to punish everybody. You think everybody going to hell?
No.
Everybody ain't going to hell. But everybody ain't going to heaven either. All right. You out here talking about somebody done fed the hungry. I done took care of the sick. And you thinking that's going to get you in heaven. And your doggone heart's filthy and dirty as I don't know what. Okay. Listen, let's go across the top of the hour, man. We get ready to go across the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty Men of Valor. We come back. We're going to open up the lines, man, if you want to get in the conversation. But also, we're going to open up the hearts of the brothers. They got a topic on their mind, something they want to bring to the table. We're about to bring that to the table as we get ready to kick off the second hour. So, brothers, get ready with your topic. Whatever topic you got, you get ready to bring the noise. It's time to break chains. We're looking for all you urban missionaries out there. Let's turn on our lights. Be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. That's what we were asked to do. He told us so. Let's do it. It's Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. YAT Radio is live. Let's go get it.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news,
right?
He came walking up. That's what it sounded like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news just good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel when he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people so I pulled over stops. It's some church folks I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper so he asked me for some rhyme. When I finished rapping he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me could he take me to some rappers from his church. He took me to this dude that legit just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes. And he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live pretty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it were for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. I've been from the block, trying to come up for some G's. Probably be up in my grave, lay to rest, or I be. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor on this Thursday. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the land. Pastor Rod, Pastor Joseph, Elder Melvin is here. We're hanging out with you and just having a deep conversation, man, about, you know, why are we not stepping up to the plate, letting our voices be heard, being seen as the church. We are the church. We are the most powerful entity on the earth. We have the power and authority to speak against the enemy, to call out those evil spirits, to cast them down to the pits of hell where they belong in the name of Jesus. We have a lot of backing. We have a lot of authority. We have a lot of dominion. And I'm curious to know, how is it that the devil is able to get through the blood of Jesus, get through the hedge of protection, get through the guardian angels, and get through the full armor of God to continuously get to you and to do damage to your mind and continue to turn you against God and turn you into something that God didn't create you to be. So I'm very curious about that, and I wanted to bring that up tonight because, you know what I'm saying, it's too much going on that we are allowing. And I said it the other night, we look like those little three monkeys. I see no evil, I hear no evil, so I speak no evil. And the thing about it is that because you're not doing this, because you've allowed evil to take over you. You understand what I'm saying? You listen, a house divided cannot stand. Correct? Isn't that what the Bible says, right? The words say that. So if you are continuously allowing evil to go on, that means that you standing with your daddy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got two different daddies. You understand what I'm saying? Mine is the Heavenly Father, is the creator of heaven and earth. Matter of fact, my daddy... So following in his footsteps, that was something that you rebelled against. That was something that you got envious of. That was something you got jealous of. That's something you got mad at. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you holding a grudge against. That's something that's going on in your life right now that's keeping you in the darkness. There's something that's going on in your life right now that has put pain in your heart that you haven't forgiven. You don't understand what I'm saying? There's something that went on in your life that you don't hold accountability for. You know what I'm saying? You point the finger at everybody else, but except you. You ain't took a look in the mirror, and then when you looked in the mirror, you forgot who it was that was looking in the mirror. You forgot what you look like. You don't have a clue. You don't even have a clue why you mad no more. You don't even have a clue why you so bitter no more. You don't even have a clue anymore. You don't know. So since you don't know, that makes you even madder. You know what I'm saying? You know? Because you look foolish. And listen. And instead of, listen, it's like this. This is like a person that say, you know what, man, I sure need to lose some weight. But you ain't doing nothing to do it. We ain't exercising, we ain't eating right. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I sure am. My back sure is hurting me, man. This back of mine sure giving me trouble. But you're going out doing things you ain't supposed to do every day. You picking up heavy stuff, you doing this. I'm guilty of that. I'm talking to me right now on that. I'm talking to me. I can't talk to you. I'm talking to me. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do what I got to do. That's what I tell myself. But you know what I'm saying? We put ourselves in situations, and we don't know. We don't act like we want to come out those situations. We act like we don't want to do nothing. We always talking about, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me. The Lord already did it. He told you on Calvary. It is finished. His job was done.
Come on, son. You preaching, boy.
So all I'm asking you is that why are we constantly sitting back doing nothing? Why are we constantly sitting back turning our head saying that we ain't got nothing to do with me? You know what I'm saying? Why are we doing this? What is going on? Because, train up a child in the way that he should go. When he's older, he will not depart from it, right? So we are training him to be tuck his tail, to tell him to not to confront issues, to constantly tell him that you don't need to say nothing. God gonna fight your battles. You understand? But he's constantly being bullied. He's constantly being harassed. He's constantly being jumped on. Things are constantly happening to him, and you're constantly telling him that, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is just keep praying, just keep praying. God didn't tell him just to keep praying. He told him faith without works is dead. You got to believe he's going to have it and have faith in him, but you got to put some works in to make sure things get done.
You're all your shucky ducky. That's what it says. Go ahead on.
So all I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, what is it that you're running from? What is it that you're afraid of? You? Because the scripture tells me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's me. I can speak for me.
I can speak for me.
Don't you hear my voice? I speak with power and authority. And I got a sound mind. But I'm speaking like this because I love you. You got to stop letting the devil tear you down. You got to stop letting the devil destroy your family. You got to stop letting the devil hold you back from your blessings. God say that he must. Listen, God, listen. The scriptures say that you have not because you ask not. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. It said, press down. Shake it up. Come on. Would a man give up to your bosom? Listen. It's blessings waiting on you.
Sure, yes. They're already there.
They wait on you to come pick them up, but you won't take the step of faith. You won't step. You're walking in fear.
I mean, you got to get up.
And then when you hear me talking like this, with this power and authority and dominion, telling Satan, get thee behind me, buster. I saw serve Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, covered in his blood. Who are you? See, listen. What the devil say? He say, Peter I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? Who are
nobody.
You standing there looking like a nobody, and guess what he going to do? The scriptures say he whipped him, and they beat him out of his clothes. He ran away naked. Show him up. He ran away butt naked. And that's what you doing out here. You out here, you just out here all exposed, talking a good game, but ain't got no teeth in your mouth to bite nothing. I roar like a lion because I'm from the lion family. Oh, you ain't catch that one. Listen, man, come on, man. Let me calm down. Well, I tell you, man, this stuff is going on, man, and I'm watching young people die every day. You understand what I'm saying? I'm watching the government manipulate the people. Listen, everything that you buy, you pay taxes on. Everything that you do, you got taxes on. Your property, your house, your car, your food, your clothes, water, you know what I'm saying, your utilities, everything you pay taxes on, everything. But we got a bunch of men and women that are robbing us, manipulating us, and we don't do nothing? You don't say nothing? Nothing? Are we that afraid? So how can we be that afraid and we say we serve the Most High God, the true and living God? How does those two go together? He said he didn't even give us a spirit of fear. How do we have fear in us? He created us in his image after his likeness. How do we have fear? How can we have fear of a man who walked this earth and stood up against every enemy of his on the earth, looked them in their face, called out evil spirits? We are legion. We are many. He looking at legion, man. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. The devil got to ask God for permission. What is wrong with you?
Sure do. He just can't come on his own.
He can't just come on the scene?
Nope.
You got free will, but you inviting him on the scene. You inviting him to your party.
And allowing him to come here.
And allowing him, listen, I done said this before. When the homicide detective come on the scene, the first thing they going to look for if it's in the house is force of entry.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know how that person got in. And guess what? They don't see no force of entry. Your stupid self let him in.
Came from within.
If you read the book of Proverbs, it talk about people like you. They calls you fools. It calls you foolish. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure do. Right on, Pastor.
So all I'm saying to you is, don't you think it's time to put down them foolish ways? Listen, you say you're a man. You say you're a woman. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I acted as a child. I did childish things. But now that I'm a man, I put those childish things away. It's time for me to stand up and do manly things, godly things.
Yeah.
I don't care. Listen, I'm 52 years old. I didn't start doing godly things when I was a teenager. I wasn't doing godly things when I was in my 20s. I wasn't doing godly things in my 30s.
No.
I didn't start doing godly things until I got into my 40s, man. Your early, late 30s, early 40s.
Tell it, preacher.
And I went all the way there then. I ain't all the way there now. I ain't going to be all the way there until I meet him in the clouds in his glory.
So not.
I'm a work in progress every day. I can't speak for you. You can say you there, but I can't claim to be there because this ain't my home. I want it on earth as it is in heaven, but let me tell you something. This ain't my final destination. And once you take me to my grave, that ain't going to be my final resting place either.
Mm. Here you go.
Man, please. All right. All right, preachers, man, I had to get mine off my chest, all right? So now I'm finna turn the microphone over to Elder Melvin. I know that's something that you got in your spirit, sir, that you want to bring up. You brought up something the other day. I don't know if you want to talk about that tonight, but what is it that you want to bring to the world tonight that's been troubling in your spirit, sir?
Two words, work, and you used the word, if you all, whoever's listening, look at how many times Pastor used the word you. You. Y-O-U. But when I text, I just put the letter U. Make it short. Look at work. I took what Pastor was talking about. I'm going to use me. Pastor, let me tell him about my little story. I took me and I dealt with these pains all those years. When I'm with the VA, all the VA did for me was give me pills, and more pills. And I'm just praying, I said, Lord help me. There was no, I had the faith. That's what I wanted to say. Listen, I had the faith. Now, I'm looking at the VA giving me all these pills, and ain't nothing happening. I got the faith. Mel, you're a fool. If the VA helping you, fine, when you can get some help. That's work. I was just talking about it, faith. That work is what? Dead. I've given you, when Jesus said it was finished, Mel, and all provision were made for you. You don't have to worry me about asking me this and asking me that. It is there. Most of what I do, I think of. I don't really ask him for nothing. I'm thinking for what I already got. And that's, I mean, that's adoration to him. He loved it. I got out of the VA. When Obama gave us authority, we can have choose our own doctors. I jumped on it. People, this place where I'm living at now is very large. Everybody looked at me struggling every day. I went from the cane to the walker. They looked at me struggle, but they looked at me fight. And I'm telling you the truth, this is some physical pain. Well, Pastor know about my pain right now because I let it know. But Pastor, I ain't no pain. And you ain't never heard me say that. I'm not in no pain right now, not to the point where you fix me. But I got out there VA because that was not working. You can get up and do something. Get up off your shucky duck and go find some help. Technology, I'm doing miracle through technology, medical technology. That's exactly what he told me. I got up off my shucky duck and I'm out there and found him. And boy, I say, I want to try this new technology. Man, I'm tired of hurting. I'm 70. When they started this new technology on me, I'm 70. Yeah, right. No, I was 69. I was 69. It started in July. Look at me now. I don't walk on a walker. I don't walk with a cane. I'm not hurting where I'm hurting from surgery, but not that ordinary hurt. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. And look at forfeit and needless. Those are two things you don't have to deal with. Get up off your shucky ducky and make something happen. He already said he's going to bag you up. I see why he say the one that ain't got him to take a little bit today, do, because you are, what's the word in the Bible, for lazy and slothfulness. Did I say that right, Pastor? Slothfulness? You just slothful. You want God to come here. You want God to do everything for you, and he's already done it. That's why he wrapped himself up in human flesh, gave up the royalty in heaven, said, let me go down here to these nitwits and give them the word in the flesh. So it's there. It's there. But really, I don't even know. Once somebody told me, said, Brother Melvin, you're wrong. I don't ask God for nothing. Let me give you an example. My children, I got six kids. I bought six pops. I mean, Cokes. I bought six Cokes. I'll give these to y'all. Why would they have to come and ask me for something I've already given them? Think about it. Use your brain. Daddy, can I have my Coke? Wait a minute, son. I say this with all sincerity, y'all. I hope you get where I'm coming from. It's there from the earthly foundation to the divinity that flows over your head. Reach up and grab it. That's all you got to do. You got foundation up on you left earthly. But you got to raise your arm up. Divinity is above. Always. It is above. Reach up and grab it. I don't have to ask my daddy for that. He let it flow like a jet stream. Reach up and grab it. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, sir. You know, and that's something, because just simple, you know, everything's already been provided for us.
That's it.
You know, everything's been provided. You have not because you ask not. You know what I'm saying? And when you're asking, you're not asking from your heart. You're asking from your flesh.
That's a difference. Yeah.
You know? There's a difference. There's a difference. Listen, you say, I'm praying all the time. Guess what mm-hmm. Ephesians 6 and 18 says? It says praying at all times in the spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, also for me. This is Paul talking. That words may be given to me in my opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So with Paul saying that back then, we are ambassadors in chains today, because you who say that you're godly children are the ones that's trying to chain us up like you did Paul, because we speak boldly the word of God, sound doctrine in your faith. My God. Boy, don't get me started on you. All right. Pastor Joseph, sir, I know it's something that's been troubling your heart. You want to bring out, man, and I know it's, you know, being a pastor, you got a lot on you, and controlling your ministry and overseeing and taking care of your family. But it's something in your spirit that you don't mind bringing to the public, and let's bring it out to the open. Your opportunity now, sir, is to bring it to the microphone. God bless you. Go ahead.
Come on, Pastor. Hey, man, I truly appreciate it. It was a scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, and it was talking about just how the Lord, he saw wickedness in mankind in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of the heart of man was only evil continuously. And it stuck me when I read it a while ago. It was saying how the hearts of the men was evil continuously in the land. And the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. Galatians 6, verse 5. And it just stuck with me for like years and years to keep my heart pure, because it's written that it was a time that people's hearts were just so evil and so wicked, pure evil and this and that. And so the days that we're living in, it's so important to keep that pure heart, you know, and that caring heart, that loving heart. But I just so much evilness I see, you know, even at work, it's just like we keep run across murderers and stuff. Like the guy work with today, he bragging how he just beat a murder case, and the guy from last week, he had on bun on a murder case, and then the guy I stayed next to, he was in prison for murder, and it's just so much like evil, and they brag about it. And so it's like now it's they brag about taking lives and taking life and death and how to get away with it and all the stones. They really be telling people, encouraging young people, you can get away with it because I'm still rapping, still doing the songs, and I done murdered people, and they done murdered people and did this and that. But it's just the evilness of the heart. It's just so disgusting. It's just so disgusting, and how they brag on it now. I see that they kind of bragging on it, and they it's like an evil testimony. You know, I ain't asked for it, but eventually you want to brag on it. You want to tell me and this and that may kind of make me scared or timid or this and that. And so just keeping that pure heart, I think, is very important because hate to say it, but there's people out there with evil hearts, you know, and just learning how to discern and deal with those people and keep on going or minister to them or however God have to do. I think that's very important. But for some reason, I just keep running across those type of people. And it's just so disgusting how they brag on the evilness they did. And I just thank you for the opportunity to say that, but it is just I can't explain it, but it's just it's not right. It's not right at all. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. God bless you. You're absolutely correct. You know, and it's something because, you know, God knew these things were gonna happen. But God put us in these situations for a reason, brothers. God placed us in these situations. God placed you there, Pastor Joseph, around those type of people for a reason. You know, Elder Melvin is over there now where he is, and he's been able to get the attention of some of those young people that are doing wild and out things. And here we are being pulled together. You know what I'm saying? Through breaking chains to make sure that we break those chains. See, people are still tied to the world, and because they don't know a way out. And when they were shown the way out, they ignored it. And one thing about it is that when we ignore God, you know what I'm saying? God steps back and let us do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we have free will. He told us that. You know, he gave it to us. So when we choose the world over him, it hurts his heart, but he has to step back and let us do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Because he already knows the plans that he has for our lives, so he knows what's going to take place. You know what I'm saying? He already knows our beginning and our ending. The thing about it is with us, it's how we live. What matters, listen, it's not the most important thing is not when you was born. The most important thing is not when you die. The most important thing is what you did while you was living and while you was here on the earth. What did you do? Who did you serve? You know what I'm saying? Who did you help? Did you praise and worship him? Did you believe in him? Did you have faith in him? Did you trust him? Did you even have a relationship with him and know him? So it's about what we're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's not about what we're going to do tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to no one. God said, let tomorrow tend to itself. You know what I'm saying? Let tomorrow take care of itself. We ain't even got there yet. So you don't even know if you'll get there. So we need to tend to right now. And right now saying that we need to confront these issues. You know what I'm saying? With all these evil hearts. How do you combat against the evil heart? With the word of God. With the love of God. You know what I'm saying? That's how.
Wow.
There's no other way. And then the thing about that too is that we're so busy trying to be theologians that we forgot how to be teachers. we forgot how to be able to break the word down to a person on a different level than where you are. You think everybody on your level, and you ain't even got a level.
Yeah.
You live in God's world.
Zero level.
So now I'm going to talk to the leadership. I'm going, brothers, we're going to talk to the leadership, and then we're going to get out of here. So let me kick this off. Let me talk to the leadership. Let me say something to you. We love you, man. We love you, woman. We're not trying to attack you. We're trying to get you to come out of the world. Stop trying to compete with the world. Stop trying to please the world. Stop trying to ride with the world. Stop trying to live like the world. And stop using God's word to show what you're doing is right and you know it's wrong. Living in vanity. Living with your pride. Your attitude. Your dog heart. Putting up a facade. One thing about it is that you tend to forget if a true child of God has a gift called the discerning of spirit.
That's it. Come on, son.
Let me back up and say that to you again. A true child of God has a gift called the discerning of spirit. How do I know that? Because the scripture says, try the spirit by the spirit. If I don't have a discerning of spirit, how can I do what God told me to do so I'll know who I need to deal with and how to deal with them?
Because you didn't study.
Yes, that's good.
So you heard Elder Melvin tell you, use your common sense. Use your brain, man. Listen, and let me tell you something. I'm gonna use me for a second. When they show me how to fix my first drink, they ain't nobody have to show me no more.
So then,
when they show me how to roll my first blunt, then nobody have to show me no more. When they first show me how to get out here in these streets, ain't nobody have to show me no more. So I'm saying that to say this. If you learn how to roll in the world, you got an instruction manual of how to roll in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You got the word of
That's
God.
It. That's it.
And it's always available to you. Listen, hold on a second. I'm going to take you one even better. The one that created everything anyway, you got access to in 24/7. All your homeboys, homegirls that had you out in the world, can you call on them 24/7?
No. Where were my friends when my life come tumbling down?
I'm just saying. So leadership, people are in a vulnerable state right now. I'm talking to the church leadership right now. People are in a vulnerable state right now. They're distraught. Their mental health is troubling right now. Their physical health is troubling right now. Their spiritual health is troubling right now. What are you going to do about it? Because truth be told, it's your responsibility to make sure that everybody that wants to get to him has access to him. Oh, look at him. All right, brothers.
Pastor mentioned a word, and I forgot it right then, but Holy Spirit, try the spirit, by the spirit. Now, check this out. You got a problem. You go to your pastor. He couldn't answer. You got another problem. You go to your pastor. He couldn't answer. You got another problem. You go to your pastor. I'm telling you, this actually happened. He couldn't answer. Do you need any more trying of the spirit? Think about it. That's it right there, boy. Man, that's it right there. It's time you get up off your shuppy-ducky and go somewhere else. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. It didn't say good or bad. He did not say that.
Mm.
Whatever it is that you want, go look for it. Go look for it. Now, I want to say about that, but I want to give Pastor Joseph a little. I'm going through there right now. I have fear right out there. They got a guy. They see me get out in the parking lot and clean up. I like a clean place. This is a big 400 unit, but I clean up in front of my door. And I told one guy, I talked to him about drugs. His wife said, we don't do drugs. And everybody look at you sitting in the car doing drugs. So that's all right. He must told her. She must told him. Now he comes, he drops everything. He drops, so what I do, I laugh at it. He drops bottles, food, everything out there because he knew I'm coming to clean it up. But that's what I do. I go clean it up. My daddy told me, if you are persecuted, Melvin, for my sake, I got you. God is not going to let something happen to you. Nothing's going to happen to you. But if something does, he's going to make it easy. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. You keep on doing it. Now, don't confront him. I mean, if things get out of hand where it started to get deteriorate real bad, be like my daddy told me, son, never back, never walk away. bag up till you get in safety on then turn, and if you have to, run. I know more cowards living than I know those brave folks. Trust me, and I was there. There's more cowards living today than the one that was supposed to be Mr. Bad, whatever you want to call it. So, wait, he's pushing up daily. He's dead. So ain't nothing wrong with turning and running. But God gonna give you speed to get away. It's, I don't know, Pastor Joe. Some kind of way he gonna get you out of that mess. So when you rely on that, no matter how bad it gets, I ain't gonna turn. I told God that. I told Pastor Weird. I told Pastor Kim that. If I got to go, just don't let the pain be so great. And I believe it or not, this is what I talk to my dad. If I gotta go, just don't let me suffer. Let me go sweet. But I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of you. I hope I hit both parts.
Well, that's good. Nothing. It says nothing. You know, nothing is two words, right? No thing. Nothing.
No thing.
Nothing.
No
absolutely
thing.
Nothing. Nothing. Trust me. Nothing can separate you from the love that God has for you. Let me tell you. No. Only thing. Listen. If God love you, you can't separate it from you. You can't even separate it. He say nothing. You could turn your back on him. He's still going to love you because he gave his only begotten son. He proved it. It's already been proven. It's already been done.
Yeah. That little nothing covers a lot of things, Pastor. I'm going to tell you about them little words. It covers so much.
It covers everything.
Everything. Everything
nothing
covers everything.
Nothing covers everything. Listen, nothing covers everything.
No, let me the word.
Well, God, we so come back, man. We get ready to wrap this thing up. Pastor Joseph, you got a comment on that, sir? You want to say something to our leadership before we take this quick break?
Yes, sir. I thank God for the leadership tonight. It's been blessing us. I tell you, Breaking Chains of Silence, it's been blessing us tonight. But, yes, sir, you said something, the way you deal with the evil heart is with love. And so a scripture popped up in me, no greater love than this, a man lay down his life for another. And I'm thinking about, like, leadership, you know, just, and I think love is like the word study. The reason he said study, because study is an action word. He's trying to get us into action. And love is also an action word. So it's certain words in the Bible is really a light to it, a whole bunch of truth behind it. And but love is an action word. Now I'm just thinking of more. No greater love is this, because I was thinking about perfect love. So he said, no greater love than this man lay down his life for his friend. And it's almost like just sacrificing and going out your way, helping and. You know, it's just a whole nother dimension. And I believe as leadership, it's like a lot of leadership scared of death. You know, I think that's really what it is. You know, nobody really want to die lost, but a lot of times losses, it challenges us, you know, it's kind of keep us to move forward and reflect on the things. That's really important. Whenever I see someone die, it always helps me to reflect on, okay, now what's really important, what I need to do. So I don't think nobody really just want to just die, but if we could live that type of lifestyle, I'm not worried what's going to happen to me, but just continue to lay down our life for friends and family. I think that's very important in leadership. But, yes, sir, I do know probably a lot of leadership probably scared of death, and, you know, scared of dying, so they don't go out their way and lay down their life totally for the sheep in that nature. No. Amen.
That's good.
Dr. Will, your son, let's tell your son, I don't know him, but I'm remembering him, and that family who lost his son, just tell him, Pastor, I know nothing about them, but I'm remembering them. That's all I can do, and that's all God expects.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You know, John 10:10, you know, Jesus said, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You know, that's a super abundance of a thing, right? Abundant life refers to life in this abounding fullness of joy and strength for spirit, soul, and body, right? It's abundantly. Abundant life. That's everything. That's everything.
Yeah.
joy, happiness, peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
That's the opposite of nothing.
So we have to make sure, we got to make sure, man, and Pastor Joseph said it. He talked about love. That's what's absent. You know how love, you know how love is absent? Because it says, the scriptures say love is patient, it's kind, it don't envy or boast, it's not arrogant or rude, you know what I'm saying? It don't insist on its own way, it's not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Mm-hmm. It say love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But love.
You're going to be at a Saturday if you keep doing that. It don't run out.
It don't go nowhere.
It don't run out. Little bitty word, Pastor. Little bitty
word. It don't go
word.
Nowhere. The scripture tells you that let all that you do be done in love. It said that anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
You get another little bit of word.
Listen, it said above all, keep loving one another earnestly, because love covers a multitude of sin. So if we show love, listen, if the church starts showing true love to a dark world, we'll see a change. Why do we keep bringing up the church? Listen, this is why I keep bringing up the church, because the church is the most powerful entity in the world.
That's it. God's chosen.
Period.
Yes, Lord.
Period. And there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing that you can take away from that. You can just join that.
Now I was about to say the same thing. Just join the wagon. That's all
just
you can
join.
Do.
Because there's nothing you can do about it. Because in
we're
the end,
the
if you don't, listen, in the end, if you are not part of God's church, you won't reside in the kingdom. Seriously. How else can this
happen? Pastor, you made me think about something. Greyhound used to say it. Many people remember this. Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us. So why don't you go Jesus and leave the driving to him?
I'm telling you. Hey, man, you better get in on the passenger side. Listen, be thankful that you allowed to ride with him.
Yeah. Amen.
Be thankful that you allowed to. Listen, he say, wherever I am, you are there also. So be thankful that you are allowed to sit there with him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Don't take it for granted.
You should be grateful. You should be thankful. We're gonna take a quick break. I need you to let that reside in your spirit for a second, because I don't think that you heard me. I don't think that you know how grateful you need to be, knowing that you are sitting right there with the Lord right now, and he's sitting right there with you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let that resonate with your spirit. Let that resonate with you. Breaking chains. The mighty men of valor are breaking chains on YAT Radio.
If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. VOJ came to tell you, God honor a worshiper. The Bible declares you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, soprano, let me hear you say. Come
change in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
My. Amen. God bless you. Welcome back to the show, man. The Mighty Men of Valor on. Good to wrap things up, man. I know this for a fact that the enemy is upset. Some chains were broken tonight. Somebody's life was touched, and somebody gave their life over to Christ listening to this show.
Yes, she did.
Whether it's live or you're going to listen in the archives, but we know that somebody is going to be blessed by the Mighty Men of Valor tonight. We pray that every night that we're on, that something is said that will touch your soul, and you give your life over to Christ. And if nothing else, my brothers and sisters out there tonight, I want you to really, really pray over and bask in the presence of the Lord that you are protected and covered. You are sitting there with Him. You understand what I'm saying? You are right there. You know, and stop worrying about things and being in fear. You weren't given the spirit of fear. He gave you a full armor of His to put on, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You need to put it on. You know what I'm saying? You need to use it. The full armor of God, so that in an evil day like today, you've been doing all that you did to stand because you got on the full armor. And you know what? It say that you haven't fastened on the belt of truth. You put on the breastplate of righteousness, shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Let me tell you something. All circumstances, you've taken up the shield of faith, that you can extinguish it, all the flaming darts that the evil one is throwing at you. You got on the helmet of salvation, and most importantly, you got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You understand?
Yes.
So you better use it. You better make sure that you show love and everything, and you ain't got to worry about the enemy, because you got a hedge of protection of God all around you.
Absolutely.
And all your works are blessed, because your hands are blessed of the Lord. And let me tell you something. All you got to make sure that you continue to study to show yourself approved unto God. Because you are a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You understand what I'm saying to you? My God. Get it together. Get it together. Pastor Melvin, final comment, sir.
The Bible said that a man thinketh, so is he. Pastor, soul was saved. Soul was given to Christ tonight. The Bible said that a man thinketh, so is he. So I'm going to think that my daddy read somebody through us.
Amen.
There's no more than one. That a man thinketh, so is he. Your situation, your surrounding, everything that you touch, I'm thinking it's of good. I'm thinking it's positive. So if I think that according to His word, that means it's happening. I'm not going to doubt you. Shouldn't say it, Dad. I'm standing on your word. See what I'm saying? Mm. That's your word. So it happened. Somebody got saved. We on the final comment, Pastor, or are we, or what?
Yes, sir.
Okay, final comment. You know where I'm going, Galatians. You want a foundation on this earth from a divinity, I forgot the word I want to use. But anyway, go to Galatians, read the whole book, Galatians. Just keep reading. You don't need to go to all those parts of the Bible. Get that first. That's the foundation. Get that. When y'all call and say you got that, I'll give you something else. You got to call us, bro. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Pastor, tell us a final comment, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just want to continue to talk about that love. I was just thinking about pure love. And I repent myself because I haven't been walking in that pure love like I supposed to. I knew it was something, but tonight some change has been broken. But I could see it a little clear. My eyes was blind to some things. But the love of God is pure. It's purified the human heart. And I believe if I release that pure love, it'll purify some evil hearts, you know, wherever we go. And I believe it'll transform, you know, but it's something about just sacrificing and doing it. Amen. And just encourage everybody out there to continue to represent the characteristics, the quality, the attributes of God, and one arm is love also. Amen. Thank you.
Pastor, amen. You were blind, but now you see. That's all that word. I was just in a blind situation, but now you see. There you go.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. I want you to write this scripture down for me. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 5. And the word reads, listen to this now. Because you're getting caught up in a lot of situations out here. And the pastor just told you, we were a little blind, but now we see. You blinded right now, and I need you to see. Listen to this. It says, beloved. He called you beloved. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Amen.
Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, where you have heard that it should come. And even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. It don't hear you, it hear them. So be careful of who you associate and surround yourselves with. Be careful of the places you take yourself. Be careful of the things that you are doing. We asked you last night, who are you when no one is looking? Beg to differ. God is always looking. Be mindful of that, my brothers and sisters. Somebody's watching you at all times. Okay? Get yourself together.
Before you go. Well, you go past that sixth verse right there. He said, he that knoweth God, heareth us. Remember I told you all about his characteristic? The only way you're going to know God's characteristic, don't listen to nobody tell you that. Read it for yourself. He just said, we are of God. He that knoweth God.
Amen.
They don't hear you. You got to study his characteristic. Thank you, Sal.
Amen. God bless you, sir. All right. Here's our Black History tip for the week. For tonight, always honoring our Black History moment. We thank God for that. This week was a powerful week. I want to run down some things real quick. On this week, in 1948, the Supreme Court outlaws restrictive covenants. On this week in 1961, the 13 Freedom Riders began bus trips through the southern U.S. to test desegregation laws. In 1905 of this week, the Chicago Defender, founded by Robert S. Abbott. Also in 1960, President Eisenhower signed the Civil Rights Act, and Mary Mahoney was the first African woman to complete nurses training, born in 1845, and Mary Lou Williams, P. Anderson songwriter, was born in 1910. That's our Black History honors tonight. Amen. All right, don't forget, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to exercise and get your stretching in the morning, in the evening. Do you some side strata house. Do you some push-ups, some crunches, some sit-ups, and do some stretching to make sure you stretch out those bones and them muscles, all right? And make sure that you put 64 ounces of water in your body every day. You want to know what that is? That's 8 glasses with 8 ounces of water in each one of them. Drink them. Or go get you 4 bottles of 16-ounce bottles of water. Drink them. However you want to put 64 ounces of water in your body, get them in there. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruit. Cut back on the fried foods. And I need you at least one day out of the week become a vegetarian. But one day out of the week, say that I'm not going to eat any meat. You're going to be a vegetarian for a day. Let's take care of ourselves mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Pray without ceasing. Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Uh-huh.
A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? So let's get that together. Pray without ceasing. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it does avail much. All right?
Yep.
I enjoyed you tonight. Don't forget tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, afternoon rather, at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our young people will be here. Tomorrow is Youth Talk at 5 p.m. Want you to be here with them. Support our young people. They got a very serious topic they want to talk about tomorrow. You got to be here to hear what the topic is. I can't tell you. They're going to tell you. So come and join our young people tomorrow, and we'll see you. And, hey, don't forget, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Let's honor our mothers this Sunday all over the world. And guess what? Our special guest for Raising the Sound is the legendary DJ Rod Ski. He's going to be here this Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day, celebrating with us and raising the sound. And on the 16th, put it on your calendar. I got to tell you now, Pastor Joseph Johnson, there he is, Holy Boy himself. He's going to be our special guest. All right, put it on your calendar. On May 16th, Pastor Joseph Johnson, Holy Boy, he's going to be here with us. Oh, man, we about to have some fun. Hey, y'all, be blessed. Have yourself a wonderful night. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Good night, pastors. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight, man. Love y'all.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Love y'all.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.